You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today we are here with Mason Server of Mason and the Gin Line.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
So, Mason, last name is it's Server?
That's right. Yeah.
So, okay. For some reason, I was thinking like there was supposed to be like Sevier. Or...
No. I wish. I wish it was something more fancy than it is.
No, I like that. It's easy.
Not too many people named that. I have a great aunt that did all the genealogy stuff, and supposedly the origin is German, but my dad did the bloodline thing. I have my dad's DNA thing, and it was more like English and Irish than anything. The coolest part of his was he had 85% more Neanderthal than the average 23andMe user.
Wow.
So we're cavemen. My granddad said we servers have a broad back and a small mind.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, you are obviously broad-shouldered, but in addition to your work ethic, you are quite the writer and performer. I mean, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Been out for a couple of years, and you've got a couple of. You've got a decent catalog under your belt at this point.
Yeah, but I guess with the release of Portalis tomorrow, we'll have. I guess it's 8 songs. And we started to release songs, I guess, in December of 2020. So it's really only been, 14 months or something like that. And we have, I can't say when it'll come out because I don't know for sure, but we have an album's worth of stuff recorded in Austin that essentially needs the finishing touches on it, So we have, we've got a lot of material coming, By the end of the year, I expect we'll have those 8 songs plus another 10 probably.
So we were recording this on February 1st, and you are releasing Portalis tomorrow.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about the song itself and kind of, in listening to it, I guess, and we'll preview this in a second, tell me about how we got to this song, how we got to where we are at this moment.
So the song was written on a day like tomorrow will be, where you have those cold clouds rolling in. I'm always watching the radar because I like snow. I actually like it when it snows. And so I was hunkered down in my little studio room at the house, and had my guitar and plenty of beer, and I wasn't going anywhere. And so but I'm gonna sit here and drink beer and write a song. And I guess maybe that kind of pulled from personal references to some extent, I guess, that love experiences, love and loss in my own life. But really, it was mostly just a fantasy. But in my mind, I kind of had this kind of a cowboy type guy, I suppose, in Portalis and all that stuff, Clovis. And it's all, all that Eastern New Mexico stuff's kind of rugged, and there's some kind of hard folks over there. And I think they're kind of forgotten about, too. We intentionally trying to appeal to that audience because, this Texas music thing is awesome. But a whole part of the sort of motif or the idea behind this new project is more geared towards the Southwest. Because I feel like me and, of course, Blaze, which is the co-songwriter, Blaze Butler, the bass player, I think I have more life experience here and in between here in Ruidoso, New Mexico, or even here in Phoenix, Tucson, than I do in, say, Tyler or Longview. Mm-hmm. Nothing against those people, but nothing at all. A lot of great music and culture and everything else comes from that neck of the woods. But I've spent more time in New Mexico than I have in East Texas. So I feel like these songs reflect that.
Well, let's kind of like chase that rabbit for a bit, because I feel like, and we've talked about this before, about the idea of Lubbock has a sound. Mm-hmm. there is of course an Austin sound. There is of course kind of an East Texas, Houston kind of almost Creole vibe. Mm-hmm. But then Lubbock and the greater West Texas area, there is a music scene out here that, has a specific little bit more rock, a little bit more, obviously a huge influence based on our history of Buddy Holly and Waylon Jennings and Sonny Curtis, and just the list goes on and on. But, you get into that western West Texas area of, you know, eastern New Mexico.
Yeah.
There seems to be, you know, we're the same people.
Yeah, exactly.
We have much more in common.
Yeah, I've said it the same exact way. You know, if you go to, and it's funny because West Texas people will tend to, they possibly talk negatively about these folks sometimes, right? So, not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but you know, if you go to Hobbs or Portales, you go to Clovis again, or even Roswell. I played Roswell a couple of times recently, and I had a blast. And it's the same. They're the same folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And talking about that music thing, you know, Thomas Mooney'd be a good guy to talk about that. But to me, I think some of it's geography, because if you think about it, Lubbock is sort of in the place where sort of the traditional South ends, the West begins, and it's the bottom end of the Midwest in a certain way, mm-hmm. you know, of the Great Plains anyways. So I think there's like a, you know, that's why you hear sometimes in some of the stuff I've been doing, maybe I'll play that one today too. I've got a song that kind of sounds like Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
And without trying to, but I think there's some of that, like American, you know, John Mellencamp, you know, Petty kind of vibe that permeates here too.
Yeah.
For some reason, you know, and maybe that's because of where it's at. You know, you are in some ways related to these folks in Kansas or Nebraska, farm communities, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of similarities there.
Oh, absolutely. Like, so my wife is from eastern Colorado, which, you know, you mm-hmm. hear that and you're thinking mountains.
Oh, no.
Looks just like this.
Yeah, they're over by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, after Denver, it's done, you know. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of connection there. And I've dated a girl for a good long while here that's from Phoenix. And so I've been fortunate enough to get to go to Phoenix a couple of times. And it's just awesome. You know, you go – if you take the – I guess it's Route 66 – the sort of the northern route
right.
there through Albuquerque. I mean, there's some awesome stuff, you know. There's a lot of, it's crazy. It's real, you know, there's a lot of poverty and stuff in some of these areas, but it's like super picturesque and super Southwest, not in Phoenix, but in Gallup, New Mexico. So,
right.
You know, so, I've just kind of got a fascination with the Southwest, you know. I think that's a connection that a lot of folks in West Texas have, you know. There's a beauty to that. Place, you know.
So going back to Portales, the song is kind of a little bit more of a, I guess, ballad. I don't mm-hmm. necessarily want to put a label on it, you know, but there is much more of a ballad sound to it than some of your other works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was the, were you guys setting out to do kind of a slower piece, or was it like,
no,
hey, this is just coming to me, let's try this out?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it was. And one thing that we've been real fortunate about so far, and I'm aware that it's difficult to keep this up, but even my dad, who's not exactly the most musical guy in the world, you know, he's not exactly the creator in the same way. Artistic, he's an engineer kind of guy, so, you know, mathematically minded and, you know, that kind of stuff. He can build anything, but he's not much of a songwriter kind of guy. But even he has said, you know, many times that, you know, our stuff sounds different, you know, piece to piece. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's so many different sounds there. And that's good. I want to keep that up, you know. I want the sound to vary. I don't want to be a band that's real predictable. You know, oh, well, you want to have a sound, right? But not where every song's basically
right.
the same one.
Rewritten. Every song is Chances Are over and over
right,
again.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is funny you say that. I mean, I'm giving, I guess I'm being critical of the band publicly in this way. But if you listen to Lose Tonight and Chances Are back to back, it's almost the same thing. You know, which they're both cool songs. And yes, they're different. But, you know, some variation is nice, you know. They have a very similar chord structure and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a similar tempo. So it's good to mix stuff up, you know.
Well, let's pause here for a second. If you will allow us to, I'd love to drop in Portales and take a listen to it, you know, kind of preview it for everybody and before we start spinning it tomorrow.
Sure.
All right. This is Portales by Mason and the Gin Line on 106.1 Flip FM.
Wind blowing, you feel that chill. Cover up, little girl, so you ain't catching it. the real of the snow's already falling down. You don't give no warning, don't make no sound. Wait for me, baby, I must confess, it's more than the weather that's causing this. Been a lot of hard days since you left home. Just stone and mortar and I'm all alone. I should have never taken you from Dallas. Must have been plumb out of my mind. It's too cold here for your kind. I'd fight for you and I'd die for you. I'd never let you down. We're running out of time, that's the bottom line. It's too cold here in this town.
Portalis by Mason and the Gen Line on 106.1 Flip FM's Live from the Back Room. We're sitting here talking with Mason Server of Mason and the Gen Line. So you were telling me that you guys have kind of gone through a little bit of a lineup change over the past year and a half now. Kind of you and Blaze are still kind of the two guys together. What else has changed, though?
I mean, the deal is there. We were playing with some really good guys, and we hit a little bit of a rough patch around the 4th of July. And you know, lead singer guys have big egos sometimes. So I'm not sure maybe that I didn't have a lot to do with that. And I kind of, you know, lived and learned by that. But we sort of took a break. And when we came back from it, Blaze and I sort of rebuilt it a different direction, which is not a knock on the guys that were in the band because they were great. Those guys, their real nature is they're rockers, you know, and they did a great job. But we kind of reformed it thinking about doing it a little more, oh, for lack of a better word, a little more country approach.
Taking the Marie Osmond approach as opposed to Donnie.
And that was probably wise just in terms of what I write. You know, those guys were just loaded up, ready to with pure firepower, you know, and a lot of this stuff is not quite that kind of stuff, you know, and they can play anything, but I still love those guys. We just changed it up and went a little different direction personnel wise. No hate or bad feeling toward any of those people. They're excellent musicians, better than me. We just went for a different fit.
So what do you see your sound as kind of moving into this year as you're looking towards putting out an album, as you're kind of looking on kind of what the year holds?
Oh, man, it's hard to describe what's coming, because a lot of the stuff is very different. But just for example, we have one song that we don't really have a title, loosely called California, that is almost like a mix of very traditional roots Texas country with you know, some sort of like Southern California, you know, what can I say? It's not really Southern California, but like almost like a Third Eye Blind vibe, you know, almost like a very pop rock kind of sound in some moments, and then really country and really songwriter-ish in other moments, you know. So it's all across the board, you know. It's hard to nail it.
Thinking about Third Eye Blind, I saw them at the the fairgrounds back in like 98. They and Eve 6 were playing.
I'm a sucker for that stuff, man. Oh, I love it. Blaze is too. Blaze loves punk music,
right?
And so he's introduced me to a lot of that stuff too. So I think we really fantasize about being a four on the floor, you know, punk rock outfit kind of thing, but it doesn't fit our personalities right. You know,
I would love to see, you know, you put a couple albums under your belt, you know, you got that Texas country, you know, Southwest kind of rock vibe, and then just put out an album of just like nothing but 1, 2, 3, 4. You know,
we would love to do it. Yeah, and I tell you, you know, it's funny how that whole game works. We have so many ideas. I'm a pretty good hand with Spanish. We have some guys that work with us that are from Mexico, and one in particular, he understands English, but he's not comfortable speaking it.
Mm-hmm.
So I speak Spanish at work all day, and I like a lot of Mexican music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Spanish language music, but specifically
right. But from
Mexican
Mexico,
music.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I've even dabbled in writing some of that stuff, and the guys in Austin that producers are like, dude, we should do an EP with this stuff, you know, sometime, just a 3-4 song deal. So we might do it. Maybe next. You know?
I'd love to see it.
Oh, it'd be fun.
You know, we'd spin it for you. Absolutely. We'd
awesome.
Play it.
We actually have some stuff I think would be fun for people.
So we brought you in here on Live from the Back Room. You've got your guitar in your hand. Do you mind playing something for us?
Sure. I'm going to play one that I guess is loosely called Leaves of Fall, but it's more of a songwriter kind of song. The only thing in life that's worse than dying, I suppose, is to watch the one you love leave you behind. If you beg and fight, you plead and crawl, but you got your sorry back against the wall. When the one you love goes and leaves you behind, would seal the stars, but we're like lightning bugs in a mason jar. Leaves of fall, you come and they will cover up this mother's son. And Lord, I know that things must change, but I wish they'd stay the same. There ain't nothing too much worse than crying all alone when the one you love goes and gives you away. You lose yourself, you check your phone, and you let your troubled heart turn into stone. When the one you love goes and gives you away, I would swim the sea to find you lying right here next to me. Leaves of fall, you come and they will cover up this mother's son. And Lord, I know that things must change, but I wish they'd stay the same. Leaves of fall, you come and they will cover up this mother's son. And Lord, I know that things must change, but I wish they'd stay the same. I wish they'd stay the same. I wish they'd stay the same.
You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. Mason in the Gen Line. That's Mason Server with us. Leaves of Fall. Is that what you're going to call that one?
Probably so.
That's good. I like that track.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing if you're looking for a pick me up. It's not exactly the right direction. But
so you mentioned you kind of your work, and I want to get back to that. You actually, you know, have a day job. I mean, not I don't want to say a real job, but you have two things that you're going on in your life. You're a musician, but you're also, you work during the day as a welder, correct?
Yeah, I'm a shop foreman. My dad has a business. We build it's agricultural stuff mostly. It's mostly stuff for cotton gins. So we fabricate sheet metal, we build machinery, and so my days are, you know, I might be running a lathe, or I don't weld as much as people think. We have guys that are better than me at that, but I do. I weld and do all that kind of stuff. So I've done all sorts of handwork in my life. It's a strange story. I've got 2 degrees, but they're equally useless. I've actually got a bachelor's degree in philosophy and a master's in history.
Wow.
Now, applying those to anything, I never even really tried. So it's baffling, right? Huge student loan debt for what, but I don't mind having that stuff. I kind of value education in and of itself, you know. So I grew up, my dad is a guy that that, you know, knows how to do all that kind of stuff. Obviously he's more on the engineering side, but he can weld or roll pipe or whatever with the best of them. He built the kitchen in our house when I was growing up, you know. So hobbyist woodworker, and so I've done both. I was a cabinet maker for a good long while, and then when he started this operation, I came to help him. So yeah, I've been doing, I like to work with my hands. I feel at home there, you know.
You've incorporated a lot of that into your songs at different points. You know, you talked about you know, you work as a welder, or you also, you have this pretty decent following on social media of you kind of showing off kind of stuff that you're working on. And it's like, you know, that the philosophy degree and the history degree almost is kind of like that fun, weird fact about you that people wouldn't necessarily expect, because you have a I don't want to say blue collar in a negative sense, but
yeah,
you know,
no, definitely.
But
yeah,
in that kind of that work ethic and that style, and it's like that you're much more than that, you know, and you're, yeah, you're a lot of, you're a enigma, and I like that.
Yeah, that's been, you know, I suppose it's crazy. My grandfather's deceased now, but honest to God, the day I graduated from Tech, he said, Mason, I will pay for you to go to law school. And I told him, no, I'm going to build cabinets. So I don't know if that was a good decision or not, but it's definitely where I feel comfortable. And if you can sort of pigeonhole the kind of people that work those kind of jobs, that's the kind of folks I'm comfortable with. You know, mm-hmm. we in all of those settings, you know, it's very informal. We can joke and laugh and work hard, but It's fun, and I've thought about that a lot lately, and I'm not sure this is a vice, but it's like what drives you the very most, and you know, like success or money or fame or whatever. And I think, honestly, it's in my life, it's been fun. I'd like to have as much fun as possible. And you might, that might sound crazy, right, working blue-collar jobs, but it's the people that you work with, you know, just good, hardworking, right there in the middle folks, you know. That's just where I'm at home, you know.
I love that. So today is February 1st. Tomorrow, Portalis comes out. You're releasing it kind of to the world. In addition to it being on 106.1 Flip FM, you will find it on where exactly?
You can find it on any streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. It'll be anywhere you can buy it or stream it.
And do you have anything, like, do you guys have any shows coming up that you'll be doing to promote that?
Well, it's funny, we have sort of taken, we were pretty busy towards the end of last year, and we've kind of almost intentionally not look to book much because we've been working on finishing an album. So now we're sort of in a good spot there. So we're going to start picking up shows. At the moment, the only thing that we've really got on the books is in May actually. But that'll be really cool. That's here at Blue Light with a band called West Texas Exiles, which is a brand new outfit, it's about half of the Dirty River Boys. And, our producer is the bass player in the band, Eric Harrison, who's a Lubbock guy. I forget the other guy's name, but there's another dude that's from Amarillo. I'm embarrassed I forgot his name, but Marco Gutierrez from El Paso. Trinidad, the drummer, who's actually a Lubbock guy. Eric Harrison, who's actually a Lubbock guy, and the dude from Amarillo. So that's going to be a great show. Those guys are, like, super talented musicians. But in the meantime, we will pick up some stuff, I'm sure. We have a real cool relationship with the Blue Light here in Lubbock. Because we're local, a lot of times, if they have somebody cancel, we get it. So you know, some of you might think, well, they kind of use you or whatever. Well, I don't care. I hope they keep doing it. I've gotten to open for some guys just acoustic several times up there for that reason. You know, some opening band couldn't make it or whatever, and I get a call from another musician or the Blue Light or whatever. Hey, man, on that day, you know.
And it's fun to go to the Blue Light and see kind of that progression of over the years, like guys who have played through there and come through there. And, you know, I'll talk to artists who either, you know, who started off there, you know, and they'll talk about the, you know, the awesomeness, the fun of playing there. And it seems like it's, you know, a special venue that we have here that you may not necessarily find in other regions. Like, you know, there's not, to my knowledge, there's not a bar that cool in, like, Wichita Falls.
I mean, even for that particular thing, which has expanded to such a huge, you know, Texas music or Red Dirt or whatever has expanded in such a big way that, you know, whether it's Co Wetzel or Austin Mead or Giovanni and the Hired Guns that fall under that same mantle, it's not really even country music, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah. I'm not bad mouthing these guys. It's more of a rock show, but it still gets under that umbrella. And so with regard to that, I mean, the Blue Light in terms of a, you know, 300-500 person venue is as good as there is in the state. I mean, you get the as good of shows as anywhere. I feel like the heart and soul of the whole movement, you could make a case that Lubbock was right in the mix of it. You could make a case that Stephenville's right in the mix of it as well, I think. That's a big, like, cultural homeland for that, like where Larry Joe Taylor Fest is,
right.
You know. That's a big spot for this thing. But, yeah, we're real lucky to have that here, you know.
So let's turn the tables now. It is 2:00 in the afternoon on February 1st. This evening there's something big going on in Lubbock, I understand.
There is.
Now, we don't want to necessarily go with any predictions, but.
Yeah, I pray that our Red Raiders are victorious against the traitorous Chris Beard. It's funny, I saw a clip yesterday. You know, my actual personal feeling about that is, look, that Chris Beard went to Texas. Chris Beard is a career guy, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. And he's good at selling his product wherever he's at, but he jumped on a different direction, which I'm not sure ultimately that was the right choice for him, but it's his life, you know?
Right.
But I saw a video yesterday where the bus had pulled up. It was actually pulling away. I'm not sure what was going on. The bus was backing out or something. But all these Tech students had got in the concourse, you know, and I heard one kid yet, traitor, you know. So I call him traitorous, but I know what he's doing. He's a career guy, but, man, I hope we beat him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got a really good shot of doing that. You know, I didn't know that that Mark Adams, when he accepted the job and gave his introductory speech or whatever, he was talking about his dad being a Golden Gloves boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. So is he. He was him and his brother, I think, that's passed away now, they were both like Golden Gloves champions. So I think you can kind of see that in the team. They fight. You know, they're really aggressive. I mean, you've seen it with Baylor,
yeah.
Which, you know, gosh, with y'all's guys' squad is just a group of assassins, you know. So you have to outwork them somehow,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that's their whole ethos, you know, like, is they just try to outwork you. And you can that makes sense, you know. The dude used to, you know, punch people for, you know, in tournaments or whatever.
Right.
So you wouldn't expect that looking at that guy.
Yeah, it's true. You get more of a accountant kind of vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah,
looks like a guy who does your taxes.
Yeah.
You know, not a guy that could uppercut you, you know.
But you got to watch out, you know.
Right.
So no predictions, obviously, but you're hoping for a win. I can't say we're hoping for a win because, you know, but I do really want you guys to beat Texas just because it's Texas, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They're cocky.
Yes, they are. So can you play us out with something this afternoon? You know, we've been talking about Portales, which comes out tomorrow.
Sure.
And we'd love to hear something else for you as we wrap this show up.
We'll play a little more up-tempo one. I think this one will end up being called I'm Still in Love with You.
All right, you've been listening to Mason Server from Mason and the Gin Line on Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
What did you expect? What else you want? A line in the sand with your toes out in front. I ought to catch the next Greyhound. Hop on a Santa Fe train. You can pick up the pieces. Baby, nothing will change. I can't stop myself from a good time. Like the last time or the time before that. Can't stop myself from believing there's a reason. I always want you back. I see you with that other guy. You lost the sparkle in your eye. Be careful when you look at me. I'm still in love with you. What does he bring you? What song does he sing? Do you remember the mountains? I remember everything. I can't stop myself from a good time. Like the last time or the time before that. Can't stop myself from believing there's a reason. I always want you back. I see you with that other guy. You've lost the sparkle in your eye. Be careful when you look at me. I'm still in love with you.